Not an easy sugya at all. These are one of the sugyas that when you encounter them, your initial reaction is just to move on and go to the next sugya. My sense was, let's learn it and we'll gain what we can gain. But we're not going to get a full picture of things. It's tricky. There are a few different ways to attack a sugya. One is to just try to learn pshat in the Gemara basics, and the other one is trying to put together a particular sugya. Here we're just trying to get pshat in a particular question and give a few different answers that tell us the question, and hopefully we'll get some yedias along the way and make some ha'aras as we go through. A number of you had many, many good questions. I don't have good answers for many of the questions, but let's just try to understand pshat. Tomorrow we're going to continue with this topic, the second half of Tosfos. It's a more of a lamdisha sugya, but the initial conversation is a very challenging one. But once we get through all the initial discussions, the lamdis becomes very interesting. So let's start with the Mishnah here in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us that the Berishona Hayu Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. They were willing to accept the Eidus of the new moon any time during the day. Pamachas, one time, Nishto HaEidim Milalavo, the Eidim were delayed in arriving to Bezdin. V'Niskalkul HaLevim Bashir, and Levim had made a mistake with the song, and therefore they made a Tekana, Hiskinu Shelo Yu Mekablin Ela Ad HaMincha. They would not be makabel after mincha time. Once mincha time came and they did not show up, so then we assume that day was kadosh, as was the next day as well. V'mabawa edim min mincha l'malak. I just said, nogin osayom kodesh ulamachar kodesh. Both that day and the day afterwards. So as you saw in Rashi, the first day we don't know if it's going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. So to be safe, we had to keep that first day as kodesh and all the lachas of malacha. If the Eidim happened to come before Mincha, great. So that day is Rosh Hashanah, that's Alef Tishrei, that's Kodesh, and the next day is a Chol. If the Eidim came after Mincha, so then we assume the following day has to be practiced as Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Mishnah, that's Rashi's understanding of the Mishnah. So then the Gemara tells us, asks the question, Ma Kilkul, Kilkul Alevim Bashir, what was the mistake that they made with respect to the song? So the Gemara explains, Hacha Targimi Shelo Amru Shira Kol Iker. Just interesting to note, based on what we learned yesterday with Rabbi Zeira and Bavel and so on, so Rashi feels the need to tell us Targimi and Bavel. In Bavel, they explained they were talking about where they didn't say any song. And Rabbi Zeira responds back and he says, no, there was a Shir Shel Chol, they said, with the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. They treat it as a regular weekday, as opposed to saying the Shir Shel Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Zeira tells his son Ava, go tell them in Bavel, the way Rashi says it, it's pretty interesting. He says, Pok Tani Le Lebnei Bavel, tell the Bavel people that who say it's Lo Amru Shir Kol Iker, that they misunderstood because the Braisa clearly says otherwise. And the Gemara said, just because it was a Shibush. The Braisa says they made a mistake, which means that they said the incorrect Shir, they said a Shir Shachol. And the response is no. If you don't say any Shir, Ein Lecha Shibush Gadol Mizeh. So that's pshat. I assume you all got that. Machlok is again whether no song was said, that was the mistake, or they said the incorrect song, they said the Shir Shel Chol. So what we're going to focus on today is the question of Tosfos as to why didn't the Mishnah Gemara address seemingly a much worse problem, namely that they did not bring the Karban Musaf. Why was that not addressed? So they didn't bring a Karban Musaf because the halacha is, if you didn't know now, hopefully you learned it today, that after you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim, so there's a pasuk that says, Aleh Hashleim, on it must it be complete. And what comes out is that you cannot bring the Karban Musaf after the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim. So they couldn't bring a Karban Musaf that day. They weren't sure if they were supposed to bring it or not supposed to bring it. So they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Habayim, and if it turned out it was Rosh Hashanah, they missed the Karban Musaf. So isn't that a worse problem than that of missing or making a mistake of the Shir? So that's Tosus' question. So we're going to go through a few different pshatim. There are like eight different answers in the Rishonim Achronim. We're going to just address a few of them. So let's first focus in on Tosus' understanding, his response to this question. So Tosus really has four different sections, four different answers, suggestions. Some he rejects, some he accepts. But four different suggestions in Tosfos regarding this particular question. The first question I'm not going to touch upon at all, which deals with the concept of Lina, leaving the Karban Musaf overnight, your Malin Barosh Shel Mizbeach. That's one suggestion that he toys with. Although he rejects it, others show him actually embrace it. That's one answer, how Psul Lina works. The second answer, which we'll touch upon a little bit now, is the Tanai. Tosas suggests maybe you can make the following Tanai. Maybe you can make the Tanai and say that you're makriv the keves echad on a Tanai that if today the Edom come, so then that means today's Rosh Hashanah, so let the keves I brought serve as my carbon musaf, and then I'll bring the carbon tamid shel ben arbaim afterwards. If the Edom never show up, so then let that keves I brought be a tamid shel ben arbaim, and I'm not chayv in a carbon musaf, because it's the same exact keves that's brought for a musaf and a tamid, it just depends on my intent. So why don't I make such a Tanai? So Tosos sounds like he accepts such a Tanai. Such a Tanai would work. But his problem is that the text of the Mishnah doesn't seem accurate. Because what happens is, if it turns out, let's say, that if the Edom don't come, and what you brought was the Tamid, so you said the Tamid Shel Shachar. Yeah, rather you said the Shir Shel Shachol, which was good. But what happens if the Edom do come? So then you said the Tamid, you said the Shir Shachol on a Karban Musaf. So he says, Dimishim dehavu dayusvurim shelo yavu Edom, if they thought Edom wouldn't come, so they brought the Keves, they made a Tanai, and they sang Amru Shir Shachol. So that, says Tosos, is a Kilkul, but it wasn't a Kilkul in the Tamid, it was a Kilkul in the Musaf. Rosh Chodesh. We learned in the Gemara that Kilka was a shear on the Tamid. What comes out here is, again, you brought the Keves on a Tanai. You weren't sure if the Edom will come. So you played safe and you sang a shear, Shachol. But if the Edom do come, turns out what you brought was actually a carbon Musaf, and the Musaf was accompanied by a shear Shayom. So the mistake is really, the shear was the mistake on the Karban Musaf, not a mistake on the Karban Tamid. And for that textual point, that's why Tosas doesn't like it. He thinks it makes sense, Misvara, to make such a Tanai, but it's inaccurate in the way it's presented. Because again, retroactively, it turns out it was a Musaf, and you had the Musaf, Shir Shachol, that's a problem in the Musaf, but our Gemara says the problem was the Shir on the Tamid. Yeah, Ariel, yeah.
Is there a reason why saying the Shir Shachol would be playing it safe? Why do both the Shir Shachol and also Tosos assume that what they would do is the Shir Shachol? I mean, if they're hedging, why would they hedge that direction?
Yeah, it's a good question, because you know we are playing it safe on the Melacha. We're treating it like a Yantim, not to do any Melacha, but with respect to the Chol, I guess the idea is the default is it's a Yom Chol, and the Edom will have to change it. So the Chazaka, I assume, would have to be Chol. That's what I thought, but it's a good question. Right, well, Malacha, because it's a Malacha, it can be serious, so we have to play it safe. Safe, and then you have to be Machmir in that case. That's why. But really, the default is really to Yimechol. And Yimechol, so you say Shir Shachol. But Lagabi Malacha, you can't play it safe when you're dealing with an Isser Malacha, the Raisa. So we have to play it safe. Even though it's the Chazaka being Chol, we still have to play extra safe in terms of the Malacha.
Yeah, Moshe. It's just, according to that, so then the Kilkul is not on the, or it wouldn't be as clear on the, Shira would be on having brought one korban in the Shira for something, a different korban.
Say it again?
Meaning, what is the kilkul exactly? Meaning that Tosfos doesn't read well anymore.
The kilkul is, what turns out is, when the Edom were to show up, so I brought a musaf. Right. And that musaf was accompanied by a Shir Shachol, so the Shir Shachol was wrong. So the problem in the Shir.
Right.
But his problem is, the Gemara presents it as a problem of the Shir that accompanied the Tamid was the problem, not a shear that accompanied the Musaf.
Okay. Yeah. Can't you just read it? Meaning the Gemara's question is that it's asking what was the Levim's kilkul, right? Meaning, can't we just say the Levim's kilkul is they made the wrong song? Meaning they gave the wrong shear.
They did do the wrong song. The question is the wrong song that accompanied which carbon? So the Gemara says it was the wrong song. They sang a Tamid Shel Shachar, a Shir Shel Yom, Shel Chol, on a Tamid Shir Barabayim, which should have been a Yontif shear. But the Tamid is the carbon that's being, the shear is a mistake, accompanied the carbon tamid. But in Tosis' Tanai, the mistake actually, because now retroactive, that carbon was actually a carbon musaf.
Right.
And it's a shear was a mistake on the carbon musaf, which is not what the Gemara presents. So in response to that, who saw the response? Who has an answer to this Tosos?
They say that, I forgot who it was.
Lecha Mishnah.
Yeah, you said that, what's it called, that even though that when you initially brought the karban, it was brought as a tamid, so that's why it uses that lashon. Even though retroactively it's a musaf,
excellent.
When you initially brought it and sang the shir,
excellent. The Lechem Mishnah wasn't so bothered by that question. He said, Lamai said, when you brought it, it was brought as a tamid and accompanied with a shir shel yom, shachol. Ah, retroactively, it turns out the Adam Cain was a musaf. Okay, but the mistake was, Mikan Laba, the mistake was as a Talmud, even though retroactively it's viewed as a mistake in the Musaf, that's not so bothersome according to Lechem Mishnah. But what comes out from this, at least in theory, Tanai should work. It was just that this particular read of the Gemara was what bothered the Tosos, but the Tanai would actually work for Tosos and for Lechem Mishnah.
Could you say that later in the day, if they did this Tanai, later in the day, and then the Adam also ended up coming, that right, then later when they do the when they actually want to sing the shir of the day, they wouldn't be able to sing the proper shir because we see later in the Gemara that there's a problem with like being kafel. We don't want to say the same shir.
Well, right? It's good. We'll get the kafel Mirz Hashem May Wednesday. Let's hold kafel. I don't want to get too off topic, but it's connected. We're going to spend 4 days on these sugyas, but let's hold off on that if you can. Ariel.
According to Lechem Mishnah, what he says obviously was originally brought as a carbon tumen. Why do we classify it as a carbon tamid? Wasn't it called as a
tanai? Excellent. It was a tanai, but since they, you know, again, we were assuming it's a chol. The chazaka is it's a chol. So if it's a
tanai, if Adam come,
you're right. But remember, we said shir shachol, right? That's what we said in the beginning. That was because the default is it's a yom chol.
But just
because
we had to pick one,
you could have done nothing, maybe.
Saying why do we assume that it's original?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent question. I don't have a good answer. Excellent question. It's either what? It's either this nor that. But I think by the fact that you saying a shir shachol, that since that was a decision we made, that indicated it was more leaning towards the Talmud as opposed to the Musa. But still, an excellent question. Now, this answer is this concept. It's rejected, however, by the Rimagash. And Moshe actually pointed out that Tosefta seems to support this Rimagash. I don't know if you had a chance to see the Rimagash. But the Rimagash says, if you want to take a look at it inside, we can read this together. Look in the second page of the Rimagash. And if you look at the right column, it's Simon Kuf Mem Vav, or in the other page. You don't see the Simon on that page. The top right column, the top of the line is Ha'edim. We're going to go down a few lines. Go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the Rimagash. The end of the line says V'cholzman. He says, and this is going to answer a lot of Ariel's questions, V'chol zman shlo bo hu nishar b'cheskas chol. V'einu mischayv lahavi bo karbon. There's no chayv to bring a karbon musaf, that means. V'lo yikare ze kilkel. It's not called the kilkel. Ah, he's addressing the question, how come they didn't bring the karbon musaf? Shouldn't that be a worse problem? He says, if it was never established as a yontif, it's a cheskas chol, there's no chayv karbon musaf, the chiyuv kar musaf only kicks in when we know with clarity that today is Rosh Hashanah. If there's no clarity, even though there's a possibility Adam might come later on, there's no chiyuv right now. The chiyuv only exists when you know bevadai it's kodesh. So let me explain a little bit maybe what the machlokas is and bring this back together through Migash and Tosfos. Let's say the moon, it's a new moon. Today is Rosh Hashanah. In the reality of the world, in the nature of the world, the science of the world, it's the new moon. It's Rosh Hashanah. But Adam haven't yet gave the testimony. Is it Rosh Hashanah or is it not Rosh Hashanah? Is there a Chiyuv Karban Musaf? Is there halachas of all the Yom Kadosh and Malacha or is there not? Rimagash, at least Lagabe Karban Musaf, and perhaps other dinim as well, if the Adam don't show up, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Even though there's a new moon. According to Tosfos, at least in this Havamina and the Lechem Mishnah, it is Rosh Hashanah, we just don't know yet, but it's Rosh Hashanah. So the Nafkamina is there Chiv? Again, it's known, to Adam know that's Rosh Hashanah. Is there a current Chiv Musaf right now? Tosfos, Lechem Mishnah says there's a Chiv right now, I just don't know it's there yet. So I might find out in 2 hours from now, so I should make a Tanai, that if they show up, I was chayiv 2 hours ago my karban musaf. But according to Rimagash, there is no chayiv karban musaf until they show up. A tanai wouldn't work for a Rimagash. There's no current chayiv to even make a tanai. The chayiv only kicks in once it's clear that it's a Rosh Hashanah and the Adam actually show up. So that's one important machlokas between the Rimagash and Tosos. whether or not, again, when the Eidim show up, is that Eglai Milsa L'Mafreya that was always Rosh Hashanah, or the Yontav Hashanah does not kick in until they actually show up. But this at least Lagabi the Kara Musaf, maybe Lagabi other halachas, this may not be the same, but at least Lagabi Kara Musaf, this seems to be the machlokas between Tosos and the Rimagash, again, whether Eidim create the Kedusha, or they're just being Mevarer the Kedusha.
Yeah.
Him, the kilkel is they sang the wrong shir. So he said, what's the shir? He goes on to say here, okay, he says, Vayikare kilkel shir, shabin arbayim, yos akravas atamid, shabin arbayim, mukhoyevis bosiyom, bain shiachol, or Rosh Hashanah, hovedino liskarv haya bo kilkel bashir, imlaman damar, they said, shir shacholi writes, bimashe kfar nizbarir, shia muschayev lomar bo shir shirashana, shukol Hashem. So then he says, they should have said the Shir Shayom. So it's a good question you have now. If the Eidim are the ones who create the Yontif, so when they brought the Tamid Shir Ben Arbayim, it was a Chol at the time. So you have to say, based on this, very good point, based on this you have to say that only the Gabi the Karba Musaf do Eidim create the Chiv of a Karba Musaf. But the Gabi, the actual Kedush of the day, that exists, whether or not we know, that exists right now. But they can only create the Chiv of the Karba Musaf. Excellent. They said Shir Shalchol, but it should have been Shal Kodesh, Shal Rosh Hashanah. Ishmael, you had a question?
Yeah,
what's
up? I was going to point out a similar point that Rashi says that there's that in the morning, it's not really a problem. Sabik Yavo, Sabik Yavo, Sabik Lo Yavo, but Lo Tiknu Chacham. So according to the Rimi Gash, you never have a problem because if there's never going to be any sort of Kriyas Hayom set by the Eidim in the morning, then there's, you don't have to say Sabik, maybe they'll come, Sabik, maybe.
Excellent, very good. Excellent. So that reinforces understanding that the Rima Gash only says this din Lagabe the Karban Musaf for whatever reason, but Lagabe the day itself would still have, would be retroactively, would always be a Yontif Rosh Hashanah, even if the Eidim show up later. Excellent. We have a question? Someone else handle it?
According to the Rima Gash, when the Eidim come, so then what actually plays out? Is it like we read into the Ben Arbayim, so. Like what?
Yeah, once they show up, according to, I guess at that point, it'll be tally.
Technically, there's still a chiyuv to do a musaf.
It will be tally on whether or not, we're about to see the next piece, whether karban musaf could be brought after the tamid shir ben arbayim. We don't know what his pshita is, but that would be tally on that probably. Either, okay, it's makom yeshar, you're stuck, that's it. Or no, you bring it nonetheless. Okay, so that's that next part of Tosos about this Tanai of whether the Tanai could exist. Where there's no need for Tanai because there's no Chiv Karban until the Eidim actually show up and test. Then the third piece, which is just one line, which it's not much to do with this, but Tosfos just writes here that maybe it was a situation where the Eidim never showed up. They never showed up. That means there's no Karban Musaf. So the only Kilkel was a Shir. But had the Eidim shown up, there would have been an additional problem of the Karban Musaf. That could have been a problem. But just, Namaisa, that's not what happened in this story. And the fourth one, and the final section of this part of Tosfos, at least, we'll do again the rest of Tosfos tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. The fourth one is this Aseidah Shlomo. And we'll read this inside. And Tosfos writes here as follows. Ef Shlomar, not the one, Liye Shlomar, rather. De'achar Tamid Yachol L'Hakriv Musaf Shirosh Chodesh. Really? After they bring the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, even though in general one's not allowed to bring any carbon, with the exception of a carbon Pesach, or the other exception, the Gemara in Pesachim says, if a person, let's say, is Mechusar Kippurim, there are certain individuals who, when they're Tamei and become Tahor, they have to bring a carbon to make them Tahor, such as a Zav, a Zava, a Yoledes, and a Metzora, so they cannot eat a carbon Pesach until they're fully Tahor. So they also have a Heter, if they have to bring their Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamei Shir Ben Arbayim, they're allowed to on Erev Pesach to allow them to eat the Karban Pesach. But on any other given day, they can't. But if it's for the Aseh Sheyesh Bo Karish, for Karban Pesach, both the Karban Pesach is brought afterwards, and also any other Karban that prevents a person from eating the Karban Pesach. So that exception, Tosos expands it to the case of the Karban Musaf as well, which is a big chiddush. We saw Rambam argued on this. We'll see the Rambam in just a moment. So he says, again, V'yesh Lomar, Da'achar HaTomid Yachal HaHakriv Musaf Sharosh Chodesh. He says, Mishum de ase ase de rabim v'dachay ase de ashlama. We'll go through the rise in just a second. But right now, the Aseh Derabim, what's the Aseh Derabim of the Karban Musaf? That we have a chiv on the tzibur to bring the Karban Musaf. And that overrides the Aseh of Hashlama of the Tamid Shebein Arbaim. So Ari had an excellent question. Ari asked, he says, wait a second, isn't the Tamid Shebein Arbaim also an Aseh Derabim? Why is the Aseh Derabim of the Musaf being Docha the Aseh Derabim of the Tamid Shebein Arbaim? So I put some thought to it, and something came to mind. I recall such a chakira, but I couldn't find it in the short time I had. But any answers, any suggestions how to explain this tosas before I make my suggestion?
You say that the Tumid itself is the Shel Rabim, but that's being brought anyway. Maybe you could say that the specific thing that the Tumid Shel Ben Arbaim has to be the last thing. That's not an Aseh Shel Rabim.
Well, it could be. So the chiyuv of the Tumid Shel Ben Arbaim is a chiyuv in the tzibur. The concept of Hashleim, that's just a separate assay that doesn't affect the Rabbim. Could be, yeah, excellent, very good. Any other suggestions? So I seem to recall, there's a machlokis in the Rishonim that goes as follows. It could be similar to what you're saying, it's telling what you're saying. Is the Hashleim, the assay, the Hashleim, is that going on the Tamid Shebein Arbaim? Or is it going on the Mizbeach? Meaning, if I bring a carbon afterwards, is that somehow a psul, or does that affect the tamid shebein arbaim that I brought? Or no, it's a din in the mizbech. I can't bring an additional carbon on the mizbech, but it doesn't affect the tamid shebein arbaim. That's a conceptual difference. So if that's the case, so if it's an aseh in the mizbech, there's no mitzvah derabim, there's no tzibur, that's just an aseh. Don't bring a carbon in the mizbech after a certain zman. It doesn't affect it. Tamid shebein arbaim is just telling me the zman when you can't bring anything further. But when one does so, you violate, it's a problem, it's affecting the Mizbeach. But if you say somehow it affects the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, so maybe it would be an Aseh Derabim. So maybe this is Machlokas, Ari's very question, might be the Machlokas between Tosfos here and the Rabbim, which we're about to see. Tosfos says, the Aseh Derabim of Musaf overrides the Aseh of Hashlama. Why? That's only an Aseh, it's in the Mizbeach, it's an Aseh Derachid. But when the Rambam, as we'll see shortly, who holds you cannot bring the Musaf after the Karban Tamid Shebein Arbaim, maybe he holds that the Aseh of Hashleim is also an Aseh Derabim as well, because it's a din in the Tamid, not a din in the Mizbech, and maybe this is the Gufa Machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Just a suggestion. Again, I have to look back. It's been a while since I did the Sugyas and Psachim to look back to the Rishonim, but this is just a suggestion, something to keep, which on the surface sounds like it makes sense. Yeah, when the Pasuk tells us, and the Joshua tells us, that Aleh HaShleim, that nothing could go after the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, it's not say you have to preserve that assay. And if one brings a carbon nonetheless, you're mevatel that assay. So is that a bittel, is that assay tali on the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, that you're somehow overriding, you're affecting the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, not in a halachic sense per se, but somehow a psul, that's not an accurate word for this, but it's a din in the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, or is it a psul in the Mizbeach? That Mizbeach has to, after you bring the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, Mizbeach is off limits. If you bring a carbon, you're not affecting the Tamid Shebein Arbaim, you're affecting the Mizbeach. So Mizbeach is not an Aseh Derabim. Yes, it's built by the Rabim, but it's not an Aseh Derabim. It's not a chiv on the Rabim. So if it's a Mizbeach, it's just an Aseh. If a guy goes up to his makd or something, a Mizbeach, he gets an Aseh Diyachid. Or no, when he brings it, he actually violates the Tamid Shebein Arbaim somehow, and backwards, and he gets Aseh Derabim. So maybe that's the machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rambam. Shoyach Ari for bringing that to my attention. Now just to finish off this Tosfos, just to get shot here, he goes on to bring other rayas where we see where an urgency, a very important, a stringent Aseh, could be docha other Aseh's. And the examples are, the most famous one is the Gemara in Hagitin, and also appears in Gemara Brachos, that a person is Meshachar Avdo. Rabbi Elazar is Meshachar his Eved to complete a minyan. He had 9 people. They didn't have a minyan. And the din is an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani in his current state is a partially Jewish. He's a Miktas Ger. Machlokas, how much of a Ger he is, that's a whole other discussion. According to the Rambam, he's really a Ger. He's chayv in all mitzvahs. He's just pater in mitzvahs asei, shezman grama like women are. The Gzer Shevalala. The Gaonim assume that they actually are not Gerim. They're no Kedushas Yisrael. They simply have to practice. There's a minhag to keep the mitzvahs while they're in the house of the Baal Bais, but they're actually not, and there's no Kedushas Yisrael. But either way, whenever one frees a Neve Kenani, he goes through a Geiris process. So according to the Rambam, he just completes the Geiris. According to the Gonim, he does 100% Geiris. There's zero Geiris in the first place. He's not a Jew in that at all. So is it a partial completion of the Geiris or a complete completion of the Geiris? So that's a Machlokas. Either way, once you free him, he becomes a full-fledged Jew, and he makes your minyan. Ah, there's an Issa deraisa of the Olam Behem Tavodu. There's an Asay to always complete your, to always have your slave, to keep him enslaved forever. So how do you free him? So the Gemara answer is because the mitzvah of Rabbim, the mitzvah of minyan, is shiny. That overrides the Asay the Yachid of the Olam Behem Tavodu. And the other example he brings as well is the case of the Karis, which we discussed at Pesach. And the final example, he says, when it comes to a person violating Shiluch HaKein, that normally have to send away the mother bird to get the eggs, you're allowed to keep the mother bird if it's going to help you with an Aseh of the Metzora, to allow a husband or wife who's a Metzora to be permitted back with her husband. Shalom Bayis is very, very important, and therefore you could violate the Aseh to preserve the Aseh of Shalom Bayis. So those are the rayas that an Aseh the Rabbim, where Aseh that's Chamor, could override a lesser Aseh, in this case, the Aseh of Aleh HaShleim. Everyone's good on that? Fine. So now, it's very late. Okay. Let's now just look at Shitas Rambam. We'll read the Rambam, then we'll try to go through quickly, maybe this Rav Yashiv's understanding. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kisha Chodesh, Per Gimel Halacha Hei. Barishona hayu mekablin edes ha-chodesh b'chol yom shloshim. Day 30, they'd be mekabel the edem. Pamachas, one time, nishtoh ha-edem milavo ad bein harbaim. They came late. They weren't sure what to do. Im yasu ola shabin arbaim, which means they bring the tamid. Shemi avoha edim. Evif shari shiakrivu mosaf hayom achar tamid shabin arbaim. Because if they bring in the carbon tamid and then the edim show up, they're stuck. They can't bring the carbon mosaf afterwards. So 2 points from this Rama. Number one is, as Alech HaMishnah points out, he doesn't mention anything about niskalkalu bashir. Number two is, he says you cannot bring the carbon musaf after the tamid shebin arbaim, which shows that he argues on that tosos. So that we suggest that maybe they're arguing about the nature of the aleh hashleim, whether it's an aseh derabim and can't be pushed off, or it's an aseh diyachid and it may be pushed off by the carbon musaf. That's one point. That's one nakuda in the Rambam. But let's focus on the other nakuda of why did he completely ignore the niskalkulu bashir? Why did he not mention that? So the Lech HaMishnah has a suggestion, and he admittedly says it's not a very good suggestion. He says it's very, very dachuk. So let's go with the Shita of Rav Yashiv. So hopefully you got a chance to see the Gemara's in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. It's going to be a very good Dhamma for tomorrow's Shir. Now we're going to talk about the nature of the relationship of Shir to Yayin and the Shir to Karbon. I'm not going to discuss this Gemara, but hopefully it gave a good background for what we're about to explain now, which is as follows. The Rambam in two places says that normally, when you bring a carbon tzibur that's a chova, so then you have to bring a nisach hayayin along with it. The way it worked, just to give you a little, just basics, you walk up the ramp, they build a little bit of a base of migdash here for you, if you will. Behind me, let's say, is the east. Okay, that's the east. You walk in that way. The west over there is where the kosher kedushim is. The ramp is in the azara. When you walk in, you see the side of the ramp, of the mizbeach. The ramp comes from south to north. Okay, the north is where the shulchan is. In the Heichal, the south is where the menorah is, and the Mizbech HaKetores, the small Mizbech, is in the Heichal in between. But we're outside in the Azara. There's a Mizbech here, a big Mizbech. Again, the ramp is south to north. Okay, so what happens is that when you go up the ramp, the Kohen goes up the ramp this way, so to the left, there are two little drains. One is for the Nisach HaYayin, and what's the other one for? Nisach HaMayim. On Sukkot, they have Nisach HaMayim all 8 days, Machlokas all 8 days, 6 days, 2 days. That's Gemara in Tainus. But the left side was two little drains. One was for the wine, and one was for the water. So the din is, whenever you bring the carbon tzibur, that's chovas carbon tzibur, you pour the yayin, the nisach yayin, and while the wine would go down, you'd sing shir, the levim would sing a shir. So what happened, for whatever reason, let's say they did not bring the nisach yayin when they were supposed to during the carbon tzibur. So they can make it up a few days afterwards. I think it's 10 days afterwards you have to make it up. I could be wrong. I think you have 10 days afterwards to make it up. So the question in the Gemara was, when you bring the Nisach HaYayin independent of the carbon, because you, whatever reason, the Nisach HaYayin is brought separate, the question in the Gemara was, do you say a shir with that Nisach HaYayin? Or no, you only say a shir when the Nisach HaYayin is at the same exact time as the Karpan. But the moment the Nisach HaYayin is brought a separate day, it may not require a shir. And the Rambam paskins in two places that Nisachim HaBom Bifnei Atman, and Nisach HaYayin that comes independent of a Karpan, he paskins Ein Omen Alem Shira, there is no song. Kesem Misha points out, even though the Gemara does not give the answer, that's how Rambam paskins. So how does this help us? So Rav Yashiv explains here on his Ha'aros on the Gemara how Rambam is able to ignore now the Niskalkulu Bashir and the Mishnah in the Gemara. Let's read this together. If you look at the Ha'aros, it doesn't say Ha'aros on top, but it looks like this page. Sechus Hashana, two columns there. You could learn this together. I know it's a bit of a tricky sugya today, guys. But some sugyas are hard. Don't give up. So keep plugging through. So take a look at the bottom left of this page. Rav Yashi writes, Nir Lomar Bezeh. Hinei pligit tonight is machlokas gemar erichin im shir ma'akev es ha-nesachim. Whether the shir is ma'akev ha-nesach, nishayim comes. And Rav Meir ma'akev, Rabbanah ena ma'akev. V'kaim lomar, we paskin ena ma'akev. That's how the Rambam paskins, as we just said, that the shir is not ma'akev the nishayim, which means the shir is not significant. It's not so important. Ulamad haramam, from this, the Mishma, I understand, im ma'akev es ha-nesachim, if one were to say that the shir is ma'akev ha-nesachim, which means that the Nisach HaYayin is essential. Asi Shapir, we understand our Mishnah, our Sugya and Rosh Hashanah, shetiknu mishum kilkul ha-shir, litchos et kiddush ha-chodesh, mizman riyas eidim. Right, take a step back for a second. What happened here was, this whole story took place, the whole Mishnah that we didn't allow. The Eidim, let's say, the Eidim came after Mincha time. Let's say they came after Mincha. They said, we don't accept you anymore. That's a big deal. That means we're not keeping today Rosh Hashanah. That's a very big deal. There must be a good reason why we're not accepting them. What happened? Because they made a mistake on a song. That's such a big deal. They made a mistake in the song, so we won't be Makabla Eidim anymore if they come after Mincha and we're going to push off Rosh Hashanah another day. That means missing a shir is a big deal. So this only makes sense, explains Rav Yashiv, if you assume that the shir is ma'akev and Nisach HaYayin. That means it's essential. It's a big deal to mess up on the song. So again, Asi Shapir, shetiknu mishum kilkul shir, because of the mistake in the shir, that was enough of an impetus, litchos et kiddush ha-chodesh, mizman riyasa'itim. They saw it today. We said, nope, we don't care. We're only accepting it tomorrow because of a shir. But that only makes sense if you think this shir is essential. Aval l'man damar deino, ma'akev is in the sachem, if you would think that shir is not the makiv the nesachim, which means that song, the shir is not essential. Lo mistaber lididei, the mishum bito mitzah shir lechudei, yidchu kiddush achodesh bizman bizmano, shizui akiris mitzvah asay. Even if you assume that the shir is not makiv, it's still a mitzvah, it's still a key mitzvah. But Rav Yashiv finds it hard to believe that if it's a mitzvah, but not, it's not an essential mitzvah, because they missed out on a mitzvah. You're going to push off Rosh Hashanah and push off the whole calendar because you missed out on Aseh? If it's Ma'akev, okay, I get it, it's essential. But if it's not Ma'akev, so you're pushing off one Aseh and another Aseh, so he finds it hard to believe. And therefore, he says, since the Rambam learns that the Shir is not Ma'akev, which means that the Shir is not essential, the only way to explain the mission then, why did they push off the Ma'is, why did the whole Ma'is that took place, they pushed off Rosh Hashanah, it must have been because the Kilkul of the Karban Musaf. That must have been the problem, because it couldn't be the shir. That's too insignificant. It must be the Karban Musaf, he says. And that's Pshat in the Rambam. And everything goes l'shitaso. So how do you read the Mishnah then? The Mishnah clearly says it was the song, not the Karban Musaf. So he says, Masha Kosov, b'mishnah sheshniskalkalu b'shir, hakavanahi shaydeh shir, through the song, niskalkalu b'karbanos. Because of the song, that caused them to have a mistake with the carbon, which means what? Davar ze'ira mishum kishagiyaz man ha-tamid shebin arbayim. When this man ha-tamid came, v'lo yadu ma'alu ha-hakav, they weren't sure what to do, because Adam didn't show up yet, it was a little getting late. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is not Rosh Hashanah? He krivu keves echel al tanai. He says they made it tanai. He brought it to keves, according to the Rambam. They made it tanai. And it's talay, whether it's a tamid or a musaf. And then they sang a shir shel chol, he writes, even though it was a tanai. And Aideya Mirza Shira Hukva Shekevezehulatamid. So there was a Tanai initially. But then they had to sing a song. And the moment they chose the Shir Shel Chol, that was Mevar, that this Tanai was really a Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim Shel Chol. And they couldn't bring a Karban Mosav anymore, and the mistake was really the Mosav. So it's a very, very complicated Vayashiv. But it's founded on this concept that Shir is not Ma'akid, that Shir isn't essential. And therefore, the Rambam has to learn the whole story differently. That was a mistake in the Musaf. The mistake was a Musaf. Again, what happened was they poured out Kevis for Rambam. And they weren't sure what was the nature of this Kevis. Was it a Tamid or was it a Musaf? They made it tonight. Time's ticking. They're not really sure what to do. They decided, let's just sing the song Shachol. They didn't show up. So that's Mevarir, that Tamid was actually a Tamid Shal Shachana, a Tamid Shal Binarbaim rather. Then Adam show up, and oh man, they made a mistake. That should bring the Musaf, but they already brought it as a Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and for the Rambam, it's too late to bring the Musaf now, so the whole problem was really that they didn't have a chance to bring the Musaf. But there was the Shir that defined that Tamid as a Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, which did not allow them to bring the Karban Musaf anymore. Okay, that's the understanding. That's, yeah.
Then don't they both kind of have to left off? I mean, Gemara seems to double down on the fact that being talking about Shir, not about the Karban itself.
Meaning, like, yeah, so that's what he says. It was the Shir. Again, it's a very tricky read, but it was the Shir that defined the carbon. But at the end, it was a Musaf that was a problem. That's what he's struggling with that, but that's how he reads it in.
Right. I mean, it seems like the Gemara is really only talking about the Shir. I mean, again, if we're using the Shir as kind of like code to really say that, okay, right.
Right.
Did that work if, according to the Ma'adamah, that they didn't say Shir Kol Iker?
If they didn't say Shir Kol Iker, how does that work? We didn't say any song. Let's see, if it didn't say any song, then it wouldn't work out well. It would not work out well then. Does he explain this? Let me see. Does he explain for that man Dhamma there was no Shir at all? Here, one second here. At the end, he does. Ulok mi alokimta b'kamaisa shamru b'shmaisa n'shlamu shir kol ikir d'shaych rak aliba d'rei meir d'shir ma'akev within the sachem. So that's how you have to split that man Dhamma Rabban versus Rei Meir.
I mean, this might be a bit of a weird question, but where does he get that idea that it's not really a Tanai now because you sang the Shira? Because, I mean, Tosfos seemed to think that the Tanai was something that could happen, and I think maybe the Kesef Mishnah, I forgot what the second one was, but that seems like, why would they even suggest that if this is a possibility? Because then it seems like there's really no point of even making the Tanai if you're going to just sing the Shira, and then there was no Tanai anyway.
Yeah. I think it's a great question. That's why the only way I can understand this, and it's an excellent question, is that there must have been maybe some delay when they sang the Shir and the Karban, that they had a Tanai, and they may buy themselves more time, because the Karban Tamid takes a lot of time to do. They started, made the Tanai, and an hour into the process, let's just say, they shechted, they caught the blood, they sprinkled the blood, all that, and they're still like delaying the Nisach Hayan and Shir, and finally, he didn't come, let's just sing the Shir of Shechol. They say, that turned it into Chol, and like, oh, and then the Edom show up and killed everything.
If Adam show up, then it's going to be clear that it's Rosh Hashanah. If not, then it's Yimei Chol. It's not like if we sing this Shir that it's like I don't see why. It seems like the Tanai was separate than what actually happened.
If the Maisa they ended up bringing the let's say the Adam even showed up, and let's say they brought the Karban Tamid before the Musaf. So there's a din that you can't bring the Musaf after the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim anymore, even if they made a mistake and did that.
I'm saying the condition was. The condition was contingent on if Adam show up by the end of the day, then we'll see all along that it was really Rosh Hashanah and it was a Musaf. If they don't show up by the end of the day...
No, maybe the Tanai was, it's Tanai until we have to sing a Shir Shayom until we're stuck.
Oh, so it's a different... Tosfos said it was Tanai. I think Tosfos said
it was... It could be a different Tanai, but I think for the only way Rav Yashar makes sense if you say the Tanai until the Zman of the Shir. Yeah, excellent. And for Tosfos, let's see, for Tosfos for a second... He would say the Tanai is... Yeah, you're right. That Tanai would be different than Tosa. Excellent. Very good point. Yeah, Moshe.
If, right, you bring out time, Lema Fred becomes the Muslim, so then didn't you never brought the Tamid at all, right? I mean, the Tamid Shalar Bayim.
Exactly, and then you bring the Tamid afterwards.
So then you're putting fine, right?
Exactly. Okay, this is a lot. We'll do one last... We'll do it with Turi Evan, which is a completely different take on this. It's a lighter Turi Evan. I know it was a lot of information we did, a lot of back and forth. Anytime you deal with a Tanai, by nature, it's just very tricky because you start thinking different tracks, Lema Freya. It's very, very tricky. But let's just finish off with the Turi Evan, his suggestion. he writes that the following. He says, we'll read it together and we'll finish with this. Oh, nearly, dafiu below high time of the pirashi, ikataima hadachashu lekilkal shir, below the kilkal musaf. He's explaining why it was no kilkal musaf. Mishum diafa gav the ikashira mina Torah. There's a mitzvah there, Isa, to sing shira. Viklamandamar ikashira bepeh, it has to be bepeh, as opposed to with instruments. Mikamakam shir hameyuchad lechol yamtif, einu ela medivrei sofim. So this is a very important shita in general. The chiyuv of shir is a deraisa. Which song you sing on which particular day, that is only a din derabanan. So he says, the minatora b'shir kol hu yotze. He yotze any song you pick. If a kohen decides to sing whatever song he wants to, he's yotze the mitzvah deraisa. It's only medivrei sofrim do they decide which songs to sing when. V'chevin d'shir shel zeh tamid shel Rosh Hashanah eino el medivrei sofrim. Really, I could sing a chol song on Rosh Hashanah be yotzei on a deraisa level. They only made me sing a special one for Rosh Hashanah on a divrei sofrim level. Mishum hachi asu chizik l'divreim la'avar mipnei ashir t'lo l'esei l'zilzulebe. So the real truth is, they could have sang a song of chol, and if it ended up being a Rosh Hashanah, no big deal. But since Medivrei Sofrim, they said, you have to sing a special song for Rosh Hashanah, they didn't want people to be mezazel on the Medivrei Sofrim. And we know many times, asu chizik l'divreim, that the Chachamim had to strengthen their words. And therefore they said, you're right, the Shira of the Rosh Hashanah is not so important, but because it's only Divrei Chachamim, we have to give extra strength to it. And therefore, they were more machmir on the Shir. But with respect to the Musaf, Va b'shril Musafim, Bain shel Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh rather. Bain shel Rosh Hashanah, Kevan de Hain shel Torah, Ein Avrim. It's been a Torah, and there wasn't a reason. I mean, if they missed the Karim Musaf, all right, no big deal. I had to missing out in their Isa level, and the Shir is only a Midirabanan problem. But sometimes you have that they have to actually treat a Dirabanan greater than a Der Isa. So Ein Echanami, the Musaf wasn't brought. But since it's only Der Isa, which again is very counterintuitive, that was not as problematic as the Shir, which is Dirabanan, Asu Chizik Dirabanan. So we see it's a big Chiddush. Terevin oftentimes is a big Chiddush, a completely different approach. No other Rishon says this, but at least what we can walk away with from one idea here is his Shita, that the Shir of any Shir, Koldu, is a Kim Deraisa, and the particular Shir for each day is a Divrei Sofrim. Let me just quickly recap, I know it's confusing. We start talking about this question, why the Karim Musaf wasn't a problem here with the fact that Mr. Karim Musaf. Tosos suggests this Tanai. We spoke at the Tanai, whether the Tanai could work or not. Rimagash says it can't work until you know that today's Kodesh, there is no Chiyuv Musaf, so Tanai wouldn't even be on the radar. But Tosos thought it could be a suggestion. He just had a problem with the text of the Gemara. Then Tosos ends up suggesting that maybe it's this, you bring the Karim Musaf after the carbon tamid, because the asay the rabim could be docha the asay of aleh hashleim. Rabim says you cannot bring the musaf afterwards. Our suggestion was that maybe he holds the asay of hashleim is also a dirabim against Tosis perhaps. And then we tried going to suggest Rav Yashin's understanding of the Rambam that since the shir is not me'akev, that's the Rambam paskins. So niskalklus shir would not be a good enough reason to push off the Rosh Hashanah. So it must be really, it's the Karim Musaf, which the Rambam says, that was the problem. And then we got a complicated read of the Rav Yashiv, but that it was really Karim Musaf is what was driving the force and not the question of the Shir. And then finally, the Shita of the Turi Efin. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, a very, very complicated sugya, guys. Tomorrow, again, in the beginning, will be a little hard just to get the discussion rolling. But once you get into that discussion, the Lumdus is going to be an interesting Lumdus we'll talk about. Yeah.